Five Crop Protection Northern agronomist David Reif is our guest. David, let's just talk with this, the way the spring is shaping up, some things sugar beet growers need to be concerned about or aware of?
Right. So sugar beet growers, you know, planting's going pretty fast everywhere and getting all the crop in a shorter amount of time. You know, Rizoc Tonia seedling and root diseases and crown rot is always a tough pest, a tough disease every single year. And, you know, from my perspective as an agronomist, I like a program approach. You know, like most things in agriculture, the environment just plays such an important part into how we control diseases and insects and weeds. And I always like a program approach because it always allows you to produce the most predictable results. And so when it comes to rye, like I like an in-furrow treatment of Asteroid SC3.3, which a lot of growers are familiar with in the Red River Valley. It's a nice base protection of rhizoc control right when you plant, but also following that up with a foliar application at the 4 to 8 leaf time frame. Traditionally, there hasn't been a whole lot of new products in this space, but recently Vive launched a new product called Astronaut, and it is actually a two-mode of action. It's got a chemical active ingredient along with a biological biofungicide active ingredient in there as well. So it's a two-mode of action product that has efficacy on Rizoc Tonia. So you get really good results when it comes to controlling of Rizoc in that 4 to 8 leaf time frame. But there's also some pretty unique benefits when it comes to having that additional biological component in there. So just some nice plant health pieces, usually some greening, increased chlorophyll content, cell strength and things like that. And essentially what that biological does is creates an immune response within the plant and kind of makes it a little bit more resistant and more resilient to disease infections. So they just kind of work hand in hand with each other. And, you know, it gives you a nice overlapping control of disease with that in-furrow application followed up with that 4 to 8 leaf fungicide application.
Okay. With the biological in there, it just kind of beefs the whole mix up a little bit, huh?
Right. So one thing that, you know, we face in the ag industry is the ability to, or how quickly, and the ability to bring new modes of action to the market. And one thing that different biological compounds are allowing us to do is bring new modes of action a little bit more rapidly, a little bit more quickly, that can provide some really nice results to help bolster some of the standard chemical products that we have on the market today, which is really what we're doing with Astronaut. So it's just providing some incremental control over azoxystrobin alone. And a lot of our research results with MDSU and University of Minnesota have shown that this two mode of action product, Astronaut, has been beneficial over a single mode of action product like, say, Quadras, for example.
Okay. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask about?
For more information, feel free to contact your local sales rep, Vicki Deckers, or go to www.vivecrop.com.
Vive Crop Protection Northern agronomist David Reif.